Max,
Yes, Lou.
you recently got me a very generous gift.
I did. I did, I did.
It was a well thought birthday present.
You know, I took a bit of thought, and I was happy I could get it.
I'm very appreciative of it, and I know Sean's appreciative of his token from you as well.
I do kick ass presents, don't I?
Yes, you actually do. So in return, I want to give you something that I've been waiting to give you for months,
What?
and it's actually been sitting in front of us for the entire duration of our
What
podcast.
does that even mean?
So, back on one of the first episodes, we mentioned something about weird scents you like. I remember we were going through, Ask Reddit, and one of the scents you said that you really liked was hotel soap.
Yeah, but it's like a rare hotel
You know where
soap.
this is going?
If you have it and it's actually the correct smelling soap, I want to know if it's right. I need to see if it's right, because it might not be.
I've got a small bar of Lord and Mayfair soap for Max here. Some hotel soap. What was the scent you like? Wasn't it like the linen scent or something?
This is not it, but I do appreciate it, dude. That would have been crazy. Dude, no, because, like, I know exactly. That's
Do you remember the episode that I'm talking about?
I was talking about, like, the different smells that you like or something. And
Yeah.
I said that it's very, or that most people don't like, or a weird smell that you like. And yeah, it's a specific type of bar soap, I guess, that, yeah, you can get in hotel rooms. Like, it's a cheap thing like this. But obviously they're not all the same, and every time I went to another hotel, I try to find that scent, and it's just never there. But I'm like look at
Dude, I've been waiting to give that to you
that's
forever.
so well. Yeah, it also, like, the smell's almost non-existent. Try to smell this. It's been here for so long.
Oh, I still smell it though.
Oh, I do too.
Kind of smells like my old aunt.
I would say it smells just like grandparents' houses. All right, well, hi everybody. This is the Max and Lou Show. I'm Max.
This is Lou.
And this is episode 15. We're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, if this was time, we'd be a quarter way through an hour.
If sure, yeah. If every episode was a minute, but I don't even know. Yeah, we're pretty. We only have five more episodes left, and then it's over. Like, it's crazy how close we are to the end.
What are you talking
Just,
about?
that took you a while to register, but
I registered right away. I'm like, what are these words coming out of his mouth?
Yo, you didn't realize this is a planned, no, but all right. So today we got a lot of news. At least I got some news. I'm hearing some truck horns. But yeah, so we're gonna. As far as I can tell, most of our discussion today is gonna be about movies, but I could be wrong. And also, some other news, which we will get into.
I think there will be a lot of movie talk.
All right, good. Well, the first thing we'll talk about, because we just watched it before recording, we watched the Onward. The new Pixar movie Onward, and it has a new, like, teaser trailer.
We watched a trailer.
Yeah, and it looks cool, I guess. It visually looks pretty good. I wish I saw it on a big screen to see how good that quality was, but it looked good. Pretty much, it's like, what, mythical creatures or fantasy shit.
Yeah, I guess you could call it mythical type creatures all coexisting in the same world. And I guess the premises of the story, it has to do with the fact that at one point the world was very natural and magical and majestic, just like the world we live in, and then over time things kind of got put into civilization type order.
Yeah, it looks like a mix between some crazy, like, mythology with dragons, like something like The Hobbit, and then if another 1,000 years passed and they lived like us with cars and planes and
Yeah, magic's gone.
yeah. But see, that's the thing. Oh well, I think that's the question: is magic gone, but only the mythical creatures are still there? Because the there was they had like a pet dragon.
Yeah, I don't know.
And like what, like their interpretation of raccoons in our world were unicorns.
Well, yeah, was it raccoons? Like, what the fuck?
Like
Those
they were
were.
like eating out of the trash and hissing at him. Like, But, and I don't know what they are. I guess elves?
Yeah.
No. Warlocks.
Maybe. Goblins.
I guess, because, yeah, they're Gremlins. Blue, which is unique. They're not
goblins.
Goblins. I'll go with goblins. They look kind of goblin-y. And the voices, it's pretty much two brothers. One's like a husky big brother who has like a big van. And then there's like the skinnier, younger guy. And the two voices are Chris Pratt, who is the character who plays as Star-Lord in the Marvel movies. And Tom Holland, who is the character for Spider-Man. So they're teaming up. So that's that. What's your take on it? Are you excited to see more of it?
That's what I'm waiting on. It didn't really impress me too much, but once I see like a trailer with some drama in it, I'll be like more attentive to what's going on with
that. This trailer was saying, hey, this is what the setting is. There was no story involvement whatsoever. It was kind of like it was a teaser trailer. They didn't tell you jack shit. But I guess they just wanted to show off what they're doing, because Pixar hasn't had a brand new something in a little bit, right? Like, I don't even know what the last one was.
The Incredibles 2.
No, it's Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Like, a brand new IP. Because, like, Toy Story 4 and, like, I mean, yeah, that and, like, Wreck-It Ralph 2. I'm trying to think what the last one was, and I think one came out after... No, is Moana... Moana's not even Pixar, that's Disney. Even though they're the same thing. Whatever. It's cool to see a new IP. And it looks fun. Enticing. You want to go? Oh, you don't have much. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Alright. This is going to go into some stuff, okay? There is a new Rambo trailer. Which, I didn't ask you to watch for a specific reason. And I think it's because you have never seen any Rambo movies. Is that correct?
I think I've seen one of them.
Okay, well, like with Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
All right. Because, like, I was realizing, we're watching a bunch of action movies, and we're trying to... You were telling me, like, some of your favorite movies, and, like, were Mission Impossible.
I said Mission Impossible 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, wait. Is there that ghost... Oh my god, is there a 6? Yes, there is.
I don't know.
Yeah, because Ghost Protocol is one of them.
That's the 4th one.
Yeah, then there's Rogue Nation, and then Fallout. And that's 4, 5, and 6. Because the first 3 are just 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm bringing that up is because, like, I'm thinking about it. I have a list of, like, different, like, action series that you might have never... watched. I'm curious about.
Yo, we ever see The Expendables? That movie was dope. I never saw the second one, though.
I think it's 3. I could be wrong, but yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it's good, and then it's cool because it grabs like I think almost every single one of the movies here has, like, a character from it, maybe. But, no, that's not true at all. But, okay, have you seen any of the Bourne movies?
I don't know.
So, Bourne Identity with Jason Bourne. So,
yeah, I know what it is. I feel like I had to have seen at least one of them.
I'm curious if you have, because there's 5. And they're all, like, he's probably the most likely to win in a fight with, like, any of these movies, in my opinion. Like, it's, like, between, like, him and maybe John Wick.
Neo.
I do have that on here. Have you seen the Matrix movies?
Yeah, those are my favorite movies growing up.
All right, cool.
Maybe not favorite, but those were awesome.
The first one's like significantly. I don't even know. I don't know what to say. It's an amazing movie. It's a defined action movies. We got some high winds coming in. Have you seen any of the Die Hard movies?
I believe I have. I know for a fact I saw part of one of them, but I don't know if I've ever seen a full one.
I'd assume that you must have. Yeah, at least seen some of the first one.
I saw part of, I think, I don't know which one it was, but it was after he gets the robotic heart or whatever. That's Die Hard, right?
I don't think so.
Who's in Die Hard? Isn't that Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm thinking of a Jason Statham movie.
Yeah, that's Transporter.
What, where he gets the robotic heart?
I think.
Maybe I think I'm thinking of Die Hard.
Or is it Crank?
Maybe it's Crank. I think it's Crank.
Because I know with Crank 2, he had to like charge himself.
Yeah, I think it was Crank. And the one scene, he's at like a horse race and
Yeah.
he's like
He has to
fucking.
fuck a girl for energy.
Yeah, and he's like in the middle of the horse race
Yeah.
place
And it
or
was an
whatever.
old lady too, right?
I don't remember, but that's all I remember because I was watching it with my dad one time.
Such a weird movie.
So I don't know if I've ever seen like
Those are good.
a whole. And yeah, it's obviously not Die Hard, so I don't even know if I've seen Die Hard.
All right, because these are like when you were saying how like that's how much you loved Mission Impossible, I'm questioning if you've seen because these, in my opinion, like all of these have maybe Die Hard might not hold up with the last few, but like all the Bourne movies except maybe the last one, but people really like the last one. I just haven't seen it. Was that your dog? Sound like your dog.
I don't know if that was my dog.
A lot of funky noises going on.
Anyway.
I don't know. I think that you would really like the Bourne movies. I'm sure you've seen one of them. Have you seen any recent James Bond movies?
Don't think so. I think the only one I saw with you, and that was the.
Casino Royale?
No. Before that.
Before that? So was it still Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
No, it's Casino Royale is the first one. Then it's Quantum of Solace. Then it's
It was the first one with Daniel Craig.
yeah. So that's yeah. I know. I'm pretty sure. I remember watching that parkour scene in the beginning with you. So that makes
I don't
sense.
even really remember the movie, but that was. What was it called? Why can't I think of the name of it?
Casino Royale.
No, it's not.
That's the first one with Daniel Craig.
That's the second one with him.
Quantum of Solace.
No.
Skyfall?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Was that not the first one with him?
No, that's the most recent one that came out with him, I think.
Never saw
Wait,
that.
no, it's not. The last one that came out is Scepter. So yeah, I saw Skyfall with you. I forgot Scepter ever came out. But yeah, you should check those out too, because like those are some good ass hand-to-hand combat as well as shooting and all that.
What about Austin Powers?
I didn't write it down, but they're good movies. They really are. They're not the combat isn't great, but it is hilarious. Matrix, I wrote down. I wrote this down even though I know, but Mad Max. You did not see Fury Road.
I did not.
You should. Very good movie. Terminator. Have you seen any of the Terminator movies?
I think clips when I was younger. Can't
Wow.
say.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
I've heard they're good though.
they go from like the second one's the best. But I don't know, the third one is not phenomenal. Then the next one is like a spin-off with Christian Bale. And I don't even remember if there's one or two more that came out after that, but I'm assuming yeah, 'cause one came out called Genesis. And then the new one's coming out. But yeah, the trailer for that also came out, but I'm not watching it. Spelled with like a Y. Like it made it really weird. It
Genesis.
was like Genesis.
Genesis.
And then the last little bit of action movie shit, the Kingsman prequel that they're making.
Use a word like data.
Use a word like data.
Action movie data.
Ooh.
Sounds more professional than action movie shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
More stuff. Yeah, our data. So, the last little bit of our information leaks. We have the Kingsman prequel that finished filming. So that's that. I was gonna ask if you knew about the Liam Neeson rumor, because it was rumored that Liam Neeson's in it.
Eggsy in it?
Yeah. Wait, probably not. Probably not. I just yeah, no.
It's a prequel.
Yeah. So it's gonna be like Colin Firth. Is that his name? No, it's not. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Forgot his name in the movie. Shit. What's his name? The guy with the glasses.
I don't even remember.
Damn, I've seen that movie so many times. But anyway, like, there was rumors that Liam Neeson was going to be in it, but they, the day that they stopped filming, like, he went for, like, he answered some questions, and he said, I don't know why anyone said that Neeson is in it. Like, we just finished filming, so unless, like, they somehow are sneaking him in with, like, off-set shots, then he's not in this movie. I know he's not in, like, so it's, like, so that automatically got debunked, which sucks, because that would have been cool. See Liam Neeson kick some ass.
What if he is in it?
Yeah, imagine he's just like, no, 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 no. This is a secret. We don't want people to expect it.
Would there be a point to keep a secret like that?
Yeah, but not if the leak already came out.
There was a leak about it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if no one knew about it, yeah, that's something you should keep secret. I think that's really cool when there's, like, hidden cameos in movies. Like, I don't even know. Like, Brad Pitt being in Deadpool 2, that was, like, I understand they wouldn't have promoted that part, but little things like that, or, like, Interstellar. Have you seen Interstellar?
Really? Maybe.
I'm not gonna say what I was about to say. But, like, there being, like, an actor just popping in, and you were like, oh, shit, I had no idea they were even in this movie. With Matthew McConaughey going through space.
I don't think I saw it.
That's the plot of the movie. But,
what's the other space movie?
What do you mean? Like,
with Sandra Bullock.
Gravity.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. I just found a Facebook story of, like, maybe a year and a half before that movie came out, or a year before Gravity came out. And I was messaging you, Mikey, Sean, and Alan, like, a group thing. I go, sorry, I tagged you all, and I said, just found out that the two people in Gravity are Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, and all you guys were like, what the fuck? I guess we were talking about that shit for, like, a hot minute. And then, yeah, those are two big actors that do that. That movie kind of disappeared, though. No one talks about it. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was like, I understand that it's, like, not a movie to see twice, really. It's visually very nice, but
I'd watch it twice. Maybe not more than twice.
Yeah, like, especially, like, since the last time you saw it was, like, 5-6 years ago. But, okay. Your go.
Where am I going?
No, no, no. It's your choice.
Yo, I'm gonna give a quick shout-out to our homie, Brandon Kelsey. He's been watching all of our podcasts. Or
what up, Brandon?
Listening to all of them, I should say. And, you know, he's a good old friend. You know, he's like a little brother to me and Max. We grew up with the kids, so that's what's good.
Hell yeah. And also shout out to his dad who's been listening, so to Craig.
Both of you are welcome in our studio at any time. Come yes. on and
we've officially discussed, and if you hear it from the show first, that's fine. But if Craig, you will come on, we're going to talk about aliens. Because it seems like it's like a good topic that we could all branch off from and see how that goes.
I wanted to say something about the show, but I can't remember. So anyway, we'll move on. So there's a movie that I told you about a very long time ago.
A very long time ago.
Probably like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I know you never watched it.
I probably didn't.
Otherwise, we would have talked about it.
Probably.
So
is it a movie you've seen?
Yes.
Oh.
We're going to watch it. And you're going to enjoy it.
You better fucking like this. Oh, wait.
It's a good movie.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Because if you were talking about like the past month, I know what movie you'd be talking about.
We have plenty of movies to watch from the last month. I don't know how we're going to catch up on
that. I have a feeling the movie is League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No.
Ah.
No, not that movie.
It's like
at all.
The only movie that I know that you say you love that I haven't seen.
You've never seen that?
No.
I've seen it once. That shit was the shit. Dude.
Yeah, you said you fucking loved that movie.
I was a kid, yeah. I should watch that again. It's like the invisible dude, and there's like a guy who's like the
I have no idea what it's about.
It's like the guy who's like
I just know Sean Connery's in it.
What's the fucking the thing? There's like a guy who's like the thing. There's like all people with like special powers.
Yeah, so yeah, see, I don't know.
You should watch that. That's a good movie. Maybe we can watch that.
What's the movie?
It's called The Last King.
Oh shit, the fucking no it isn't. It's called The Last Samurai.
No.
The one with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called The Last Samurai.
No, it's not the movie.
It is.
No, that's not
Look the... it up.
I know, I've watched that movie. That's not the movie I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were saying, oh. So what's The Last King?
The movie that I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. You talked about it to me?
I told you about this a very long time ago. I told you to watch it. I don't want to spoil
who's
it.
Who's in it?
Probably nobody you know, honestly, because it's like a movie from another country.
Oh, it's not even in English?
Actually, there is one guy in it, and the reason why I remembered to bring it up was because I was watching Game of Thrones earlier, and one of the guys in this movie is almost like one of the main actors in Game of Thrones, and I don't think I knew that until I started watching the show, or maybe I knew it before I started watching, and then I started watching, and I was like, oh, shit, it's that guy from The Last King.
All right. Is it in English?
Not at all.
Oh, no.
Not one bit of English.
Oh, I might not like this.
No, it's pretty dope, honestly. Like, I watched it the one night, and even though, like, when you listen, you realize that these people are speaking total gibberish compared to what you know, and as long as you're reading the subtitles, you're all right. It's an epic story, and I think it's actually based off of, like, a true story.
Is it, like, new?
Relatively. I mean, it's
you
not
know,
old.
I'm not going to lie. I think I know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you one thing.
No, don't.
Because the reason I wanted you to watch it and I brought it up to you originally a long time ago was because I think we were talking about skiing or something like that. And the guys ski in the movie.
They ski?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's like modern time?
Not at all.
That's so weird. Yeah, oh, it's going to be some cool. Ancient skiing?
It's cool. It's cool.
It's going to be some Ice Age shit where he grabs two planks of fucking bark.
You'll see. You'll see.
All right. All right.
So yeah, we gotta watch it because I don't know, you'll enjoy it. I want us to watch it, and then maybe we can talk about it on the next episode. If not, maybe not. Maybe we'll talk about it after. I want your opinion on this movie because it's a cool movie. All
right.
You'll like it. It's got that like, you know, adventure feel to it.
All right. Okay. I'm.
I really don't remember much of it, honestly.
All right. How about this? Is it not a war?
It's not like there's a war going on. It's war times.
Yeah,
but
it's not like war battles.
No,
okay,
no,
that's because like not. I'm for some reason whenever it gets to like big battles and stuff, it's so clustered. And I'm like,
yeah,
all
no,
right.
It's not a movie like that.
Cool. So all right, I dig it. I'll take your word for it. You don't suggest movies, so we'll check it out.
It's cool. It's cool. Right. That's another movie I would watch twice. So we'll watch it twice.
Well, as for something that we both have seen and we haven't discussed, I have just finished watching the first season of Riverdale.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah. So, I just finished it yesterday. Watched the last two episodes. So, yeah, I guess we can talk a little bit. I don't know how much you remember about the first season in particular, because how many seasons are there right now?
Third season just ended. I believe I remember exactly how the first season ended. I just don't remember a whole lot of what went on during the season because there are long seasons.
That one's
which I enjoy.
One's
I
short.
Enjoy it. How many episodes?
That one's
it?
Only 12 13 episodes.
Oh, really?
And seasons 2 and 3 are 22 episodes. So yeah, for us to discuss further, it's damn. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get deep. But yeah, so
it does get deep.
See,
it's a very good show.
The end of the first season literally had the best moment to end the show. It was like the best moment of the show.
How did it end?
All right, well, if anyone doesn't want to get spoiled...
The show's years old. There's no spoiling at this point.
Okay,
fuck
well,
you
it
people.
Is... It, the, fuck you people.
You'll watch the show already, damn it.
Yeah, warning if anyone has it and they want to. But at the end of season one, like literally the last shot of the show is his dad getting shot in the diner.
Archie's dad?
Yeah.
By who?
Don't know.
It's the guy with the black hood on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's how it ends. And I'm like, literally, that was the most... Because
his name. His name is the black hood.
Okay. Nobody
I didn't know that was the first season. I didn't know,
that
I,
was the
I,
last
I,
episode.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't know how it ends.
I'm sure that's how it starts the second season. But
Veronica's dad's not even in the first season, right?
No. I assumed he was...
But he's like this almighty fucking scary person that they talk about all the time.
Well,
it was like the question
if he was guilty or not, and he wasn't at all. Honestly, he seemed the most likely to somewhat be involved in the murder, and he wasn't.
Veronica's dad?
Yeah. It was just between...
So they talk about him a lot?
In the first season? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. About, like...
But they don't show him, right?
No, like, they needed Veronica's signature to testify that he's, like... No. The signature was for the company, which the mom forged. But she needed to, like, declare in court that he loved her and all this shit. And he's a nice guy. And she didn't want to because she thought he was a bad guy. She thought he was involved. So, like... She finally did that, and then he's on his way back or something, or he'll be back soon from jail. So I was assuming that he would pop into the show soon. But yeah, I was a little surprised. I mean,
Were you surprised about who killed Jason Blossom?
A little bit. I mean, not the only thing is
that's the premises of the whole first season is Jason Blossom.
Yeah, is just who killed Jason Blossom.
And you kind of get to know the characters of the show.
The biggest shit about it is the misdirection, because They made the killer, they made, like, the whole thing around the most obvious, but there was not evidence toward it, which is the Blossoms, because the Blossoms were fucking crazy. Yeah. The question was, which of the Blossoms, I guess, but, like, from the beginning, I'm just like, who did it? Like, all right, and then you see them, and you're like, oh, they're fucking crazy. It had to have been one of them. But then there's all these, like, other shit being involved because of the snakes. What are they called?
The serpents.
The serpents.
Well, then you really think his name is JP, right?
Yeah.
You really think it's JP.
Yeah,
especially because the jacket and shit they find, and then, like, he, like, admits to it for whatever reason.
See,
I think it's all because he's working with the Lodges or something like that. I don't exactly remember.
Well, that was the thing, is that the Lodges were not involved in the murder whatsoever.
You're right.
But it's just the Lodges were involved with the Serpents, and the Serpents were involved with the Blossoms, so it kind of, like, felt like it merged a little bit. But yeah, JP was still guilty, but he wasn't guilty of the murder, just of the cleanup and hiding the evidence.
Okay.
Like, he knew this whole time. Like the gay serpent who was dating the one kid, he knew from the start. Like, I don't think... Wait, no, he didn't know who killed him. He knew about the cleanup. So, I don't know. It seemed okay. I liked the show, and I'm happy. I didn't like how much they stretched out that, because they needed to... They were like... Every episode had, like, a gimmick. It was like, this episode, they're going to a dance. This episode, he's, like, trying to find this. Like, I don't know. It's like, this episode, it's him and his mom. And, like, I want more...
They kind of, like, themed every episode.
Yeah.
Once you get into the show more, they kind of connect the episodes more.
That's what I fully was expecting. And they, by the end of the season, they had to.
Like, there's a lot of episodes that actually take place, like, right after... Like the episode before, right, like
cool.
Like
yeah,
an episode, like there'll be something that happens at night in the episode before.
And it's like a cliffhanger.
Then the next episode it'll be like the morning after, in the beginning of the episode they'll also be wearing their same clothes from the night before and stuff. Like,
does it ever end with like that quick of a cliffhanger? Like something happens and then the next episode is like,
oh God,
that thing
dude,
just happened.
Dude, every episode is a fucking cliffhanger. Eventually, dude, the show gets so it gets weird to the point where you're like, why am I still watching this? Because this is totally far off from where this started.
This is not
where,
yeah.
But
I already have, like, guesses.
Like I said, I wasn't too happy with how season 3 ended, because season 3 was, like, at least the tail end of it was very dragged out and not too interesting. And then the way
Are you positive it was season 3 and not 4?
Positive.
Because season 3 is already on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. They put it on right away once it finished. And they left it with a pretty gnarly cliffhanger. And I'm now, like, that's just what they like to do. So now I'm excited to see, like, what's going to happen. I'm not going to give anything away, but I'm excited to see what's going to happen in season 4. and how they explain the cliffhanger, but it's cool. It's a cool show. I mean, like I said, season three is a good season, but towards the end it kind of gets flaky.
I honestly like Jughead a lot. I like his character. He has the biggest like story, I feel. Like as a soul, and maybe not honestly, because what's her name? Who's the girl is dating Jughead?
Betty.
Yeah, she has a crazy backstory as
She
well.
does, dude.
So, and apparently there's like more shit. Like her fan, the crazy thing about it is that
Keep watching.
it's not just about a small town with the kids. It's about a small town with parents who used to be kids in this small town, and like they have history. And like that's what does make it really interesting is like now there's certain parents that completely hate each other, or they have like a secret that they know about each other from the past. Like
It's
JP,
cool.
knows something about Betty's mom that happened during homecoming, and like I think she lied about because Betty confronted her on like one of the last episodes. Like, what was the thing that you were arguing about that JP said? And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, see, you're always dodging stuff. And she said it was because, oh wait, no, that it has to be real. It's about her brother, that there was a brother that she had that. The dad sent away, so she has a mysterious brother somewhere out
You don't even know what you're getting into, bro.
there.
You don't even know what you're getting into.
But like I like, see, but that's
No,
the
it's
thing.
cool
There's a lot
'cause
of setup.
there's like a story behind all of the parents in the town, like that's going on, and there's a story that is about all the kids, and their stories kind of like intertwine.
And this is what's really fucking weird. Veronica and her mom, did they ever live in Riverdale?
I don't know.
Because I don't think they did. No, they had to have.
Well, her parents did
Or
when they were
her.
younger.
And then they moved away, I guess?
I don't remember. I mean, you'd have to. It
Because
probably,
no one knew Veronica.
they probably say it in the first season if she used to live there
Well,
or
because
not.
she used to. She knew Archer's dad. Like, they used to be a thing or something. And then they started dating again in the
Well, their
show.
parents know each other. That's the
Yeah.
thing. I'm saying like all their parents lived there when they were kids. So like. When Veronica's parents grew up, they might have moved and had her and moved back
Yeah, that's
or.
pretty much. I guess that's what had to have happened. Because, like, it is. To me, at first, it felt like a weird coincidence that everyone knew Hiram Lodge and, like, everyone was involved with him somehow. And it's like, well, what are these coincidences? But no, it's because it's a small town and everyone's from there and everyone knows everything. Well,
It's Riverdale.
it's Riverdale.
It's just Riverdale. Trust me, dude. It's wild.
It's kind of crazy that I the names always get me though. What's the redhead?
Archie.
The girl.
Girl. Oh,
Blossom.
Cheryl.
I was gonna I thought it was Sherry.
Cheryl Blossom.
She burns down her house at the end.
She does do that.
So like I'm curious what's happening with her 'cause she is kind of oh, you know what I'm excited to see? Just both Betty and Jughead 'cause Jughead's getting crazy 'cause now he's a fucking snake. That was the that
A
happened
serpent.
a serpent. He at the I always think snakes like tunnel snakes like from
Dude, I think it's so funny how like they've gotten into like detective work already, I'm assuming. Actually, I don't want to say this, but it's so funny how like they're literally like when the show starts, I think they're like 16. I think they're like 16 'cause in season 3 they're only on their senior year of high school. So when the show starts, they're like 16 years old.
Okay.
And they're like in 10th grade basically, and they are in school so much in the show, like they really are in school a
Yeah.
lot, but at the same time, like the entire show is based on these high school kids who just do like adult type activities. I can't even describe the adult
Like
type because it's like
their entertainment is going to that fucking pop like diner.
Yeah, but not even that. Like they're in gangs, like they're like solving mysteries, like they're like just doing all this, like they're out like drinking alcohol and like having sex. Like you literally look at these kids on this show as if they're like adults in like some like sketchy criminal activity and shit, and it's like they're fucking 16 years old.
I mean, yeah, that shit with fucking Betty, where she like puts on the wig and
yeah,
fucking
yeah, and they're at the hot tub party or whatever. Yeah. Like
that's where weird the shit. I thought the show was gonna start taking crazy turns once that happened, but that was more of her just releasing her dark side. But that's I was gonna say it's that so I'm excited to see what's up with her, because like she says that like she loses control a lot, and like there's times when yeah when she would get angry and like she would open her hands and like she has nail marks, like fucking like she was ripped skin and shit. And then Jughead, now he's a fucking serpent. So I'm curious, are they better? I can't imagine that they will stay together because it's a fucking TV show, but I hope they stay together, obviously. Oh, Archie has probably made out with every character. Like, dude, he made out. I'm very surprised he dated one of the Pussycats, but I'm happy that he did. I really liked her character at first.
Did he?
Yeah. Fucking when he was like when they were singing together, so they start dating and they dated for 2 episodes and
which
then
which one?
Make sure that still works.
Test which it. One?
What do you mean? What episodes?
Which pussycat?
The one who leaves the pussycats and then Veronica jumps in.
I don't know who that is.
The really pretty one who's not the mayor. The one who the mayor's dad thinks is the best pussycat. She's very pretty. I don't know what to say.
I think she leaves the show after that, so I don't remember who she is.
What, there's only going to be 2 Pussycats?
The Pussycats, like, disband. That's not really, like, a big spoiler, but they basically disband throughout the show.
Okay. All right, well, the Pussycats, there's technically 4 of them. There's the 3 black chicks and then Veronica. And one of the black chicks has no character at all. I don't think they've ever really brought up her character at all. One of them is the mayor's daughter.
Yeah, I know that.
And the other one is the one who's helping Archie and will sing with him sometimes.
That's Josie, is the mayor's daughter.
Yeah.
Josie and the Pussycats. Oh my god. It's a picture. Yeah. It's a picture of Archie and Reggie dressed up as pussycats.
That is insane. That is a great picture.
So what, is that her one?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of remember this now.
Yeah, and the only thing I don't like is how they ended it, because they had a good relationship going, and then they literally like kind of made it a throwaway, because in the beginning of the episode, that's when, Jesus, that's so bad. Who's that?
That's Reggie.
I don't know who that is.
I think he might be in the first season, but I know they change his actor after a while to this guy.
Who's Reggie then? What is he?
He's on the football team with Archie. Football they play, right?
Yeah, but yeah, the only football players they show is the black guy and the Asian guy.
I think it's the Asian guy, but they change his actor.
Oh, okay.
His name is Reggie.
All right. But yeah, they break up because when what's her name? Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Cheryl starts like making Archie come with her to like all of these Blossom gatherings. You remember that? Oh yeah, they change actors.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why they did that.
He just stopped being an actor or some shit. Stop. Usually it's the actor's choice.
So yeah, Cheryl started making Archie come to all the events, right?
Yeah.
That you're talking about.
And then the pussycat pretty much says, like, you've been ignoring me. You've been hanging out with her. It's over, Archie. You've only been thinking about yourself. And I'm like, oh man, like they were so good together, I thought, but they were only together for like an episode and a half.
It's funny how like that seems like significant time though when you're like watching something.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, they had a relationship, and it's like that really only lasted a couple episodes.
Well, yeah, but I mean like It was coming because like they started singing together episodes before, but they only dated for a little bit. But anyway, I don't even know. He was with her. He was with he kissed Cheryl. Well, Cheryl kissed him, but whatever. He was with Veronica like twice. Dude, do you remember the teacher?
Yeah, of course. That's like the main ordeal about the first season.
Well, not really. She leaves in the 5th episode.
Hey, man, 5 out of 12 ain't bad.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, she's an important character.
Yeah.
For a little while, but that was what, like, not made me watch it, but
it was enticing.
I don't remember what the description was, but this was years ago, dude. Like, it was on Netflix. I swear it was on Netflix first, unless it was out on CW for that long and people really weren't talking about it for that long, because I started it before people were going crazy about it. And I swear it must have been a Netflix original and all the episodes were released unless it was out for that long already. But I was just scrolling through Netflix one day. I saw it. The picture was a picture of Archie making out with the teacher in the car, and it was like raining. That was like the picture yeah. for Riverdale. And I was like, I guess I read the description. I was like, all right, whatever. And then I checked it out, dude. And I watched like the whole thing in like 2 days or whatever. And I was like telling people about
You're crazy. I can't do that. Because, like, I lose interest where, like, I'm not enjoying it anymore. I can only watch, like, 2 or 3 episodes at a time.
I need to know.
I need to know. I hear that. You really, you know what you should watch? Because, like, I watch Riverdale now, okay? You should definitely watch Good Place.
Good Place.
Yes. I've watched a season. No, I watched 2.5 seasons. And there's 2 seasons on Netflix. So.
What's that?
The Good Place? I don't even want to tell you what it's about.
Well, then I'm probably not going to watch it.
All right. Because, like, the not knowing and going in, it's amazing. It's just, like, all right, I'll tell you how it starts, and that's really it. Because, like, I can't tell you the story. And it's just, it's about a girl waking up. Like, she just opens her eyes, and she's, like, in this lobby. And then a door opens, and he's like, I forgot her name. I don't remember at all. Let's call her Evelyn. It's like, Evelyn, come in. And she sits down and she's like, so, where am I? Like, she's just as fucking confused. She doesn't know like how she got there. And he's like, you have died. And then like he reads off how she died and shit. And then he's like, so am I up there or down there? And he's like, oh, well, there isn't really like a heaven and hell like you think it is, but let's just say there's a good place and a bad place, and you're in the good place. And that's just how it starts, and it's about the afterlife, in a sense. And it's fucking crazy. I love it. I think you dig it. It's more of a comedy than anything, but it has dope story. That's the surprising part, is that for a show that's actually, like, completely focused on the comedy of it, it has an amazing story going with it.
I'm not big on comedy shows.
Neither am I. I can't tell you one comedy show. Like, I like The Office, but like, I'm not someone who goes back and watches it and shit. Like, I watched through it once, but
I like Full House.
Did you watch Fuller House at all?
Not really. I heard it wasn't that good.
I like Max. There's the little kid Max. He's like a fucking smartass. He's great. I love him. Everyone's kind of back except the guys. The guys are all back in the first episode. That's kind of it. They make cameos every once in a while. But,
good.
Yeah. All right.
Place.
That's what you got. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, last thing I got, which, let's see how much time we have left, because it's not really much of anything. 43 minutes. All right, well.
We have 43 minutes left?
No, we are 43 minutes in.
Oh, God.
So we have about 15 minutes left. I mean, we can always cut short.
We're cutting it. See you guys.
Right now. Bye. See you.
gmail.com.
But I do have a new segment for our podcast.
I like new segments. It makes the show go by faster.
Yeah. That sounds so bad. You're like, good, because I just want this shit over with. So I have a new segment here. And I'm not sure exactly what to call it, but I guess we're calling it the Invention Convention.
New segment.
How about this? You choose right now. You want it to be the Invention Convention or mention an invention? Like, something like that. Something involving inventions. I couldn't think creatively.
New invention.
New invention?
Yeah.
Okay, just new invention. Which is our new segment, where we talk about an invention that has come out recently and talk about it, I guess. So this week, we're going to be talking about the mirror. That is literally what they're calling it. I feel like it's not good enough, but it is a thing that you put on your wall. Imagine it looking like a stand-up mirror that you place on your wall, and it's pretty much a screen that has it streams a live workout, and it also has an interactive fitness coach that you can, like, interact with. And so imagine, like, it'll be a person on that screen doing yoga, and you're just matching them.
Isn't that a TV?
It's specifically for fitness. It's just
a mirror is a little small to do fitness in front of.
Well, it's bigger. I would say it looks like about the size of a door, I'd say.
I'd have to see this thing.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up a little. Why not? I'll look up the mirror.
Who's making it?
Oh, I saw it. I didn't write it down, though.
That would be important.
Probably, but type in the mirror workout. Interactive workout coach. I don't fucking know.
The mirror interactive home gym. Starting at $7,000.
Holy fuck. Jesus. See? Alright, well, that's a good thing. I need to remember to write down the prices, because Jesus Christ. I was expecting Maybe a thousand.
That's a weird thing. It's just like a big cell phone on your wall.
But it's only for fitness. The interactive coach is what gets me the most. I'm wondering if that means, like, you can ask it questions and it's like a person that's looking at you and it's like, good question, Max. Then, like, the correct amount of calories to eat a day is blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm very curious what it means by interactive. Because, like, from what you can see, it is a person. There is a person in there.
They're not in there, Max.
He's real. No, like, but it has, like, a person. So, like, I don't know. And it's saying, like, an interactive fitness coach.
Yeah, he's your coach. He's going to train you.
I'm just curious if it's like a workout DVD that is $7,000.
Probably.
That's just so weird. Like, I think it's kind of cool in the sense of, like, yoga, where you don't know what to do, let's say. But you want to be guided. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. I don't know how they would do that with pre-programmed videos of people, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm very curious.
It'd have to be AI or a live person.
Imagine that. Imagine it's actually, like, a live person who has another one, and they're a coach.
Then it's literally just, like, video calling.
But imagine you're the just screen paying... being the size of a door. Gotta be careful.
You could use your TV.
Oh, I'm not saying that it is the next big thing, but I'm realizing that inventions come out so goddamn often.
Every day.
Yeah, honestly, probably. I'd say, like, there is a notable invention to come out once a week. I'm not saying that every invention I'm going to say just came out, because I think this one's, like, a few weeks back, but I'm just going to go once a week. We're going to talk about some random fucking invention.
New invention.
Yeah. Is that really what you wanted? I mean, I understand it's not as cheesy as mention inventions or some shit, but,
No, this is it.
New invention.
Sounds cool.
The fans, so we need a riff. So, like...
What do you mean?
So, like, you know, like, when a new segment comes on, it'll be like, new inventions!
Yeah. No, it's just new invention.
Okay, new... Oh, no S. Just no new S. You're right, because we only talked about one.
No, it's always just new invention.
Yeah.
New invention.
Fuck yeah. But, yeah, so that
is... What else?
What do you mean, what else?
What other inventions do you have?
No, one invention...
What?
We talk about one invent, dude. You think we can just? We're gonna run out of inventions if we talk about like a bunch. We talk
no.
about. Yeah, so we grab one a week. If you want, you can even look one up for next week. It's up to you. But one a week. That's the segments, buddy. We gotta have. We can have a. I don't know, some other segment, but this is one. It's a good one though, right?
Yeah.
Gives like us a solid thing to talk about.
Something new in the world.
Yeah, exactly. But all right, you want to do a little last credit, or do you want to cut it early?
They say that there's an 11-year-old girl with the highest IQ. She has an IQ higher than Einstein's and Stephen Hawking. An 11-year-old.
Where does she live?
I don't know. I could find out.
Hmm.
But
they aren't even the people with the highest IQ. The person with the highest IQ is like some super average, slightly overweight looking guy.
No, it's an 11-year-old girl.
If he beats her now, if she beats him, that's cool. I'm really curious how that's like possible. That must be an advanced fucking mind.
I don't know what it means. She's Iranian. She's from Iran.
And she has the highest IQ. I wonder what it is. Because I think the man before her with the highest IQ was 130.
An 11-year-old Iranian high school student in the United Kingdom is making headlines for getting a remarkable result on her Mensa IQ test that even surpasses those of great thinkers such as Albert Einstein and the late Professor Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, the incense is about to fall.
Tara Sharifi, a student at Aylesbury High School, recently took the Mensa IQ test in Oxford, where she scored well above the genius benchmark of 140. The 11-year-old student scored 162 points on the test, which is 2 points ahead of Einstein, a theoretical physicist who is considered as one of the two pillars of modern physics, and famous cosmologist Professor Stephen Hawking.
Damn! So I guess the guy I'm thinking of is the person before her with the highest IQ who was alive.
Well, it says the genius benchmark is 140.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm thinking, but you can look him up. He went on how to be a fifth grader. How to be a fifth grader. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I want to know what this means.
What, the IQ thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it really means nothing. It means she took a test and...
And that means she's smart?
It means, yeah, that she's just natural smarts, not things you can really learn. Like, well, I guess you can learn, but like patterns, puzzles, like a weird, crazy block puzzle that she's never seen before.
So what does that mean for like the world? Is she supposed to go on to do great things or something?
I mean, she can. Some people who have amazing IQs don't go on to not do anything, but someone with that kind of IQ could solve some crazy problems or help solve some problems.
How many people are in the world that never get their IQ tested that probably have insanely high IQs?
Probably a lot, but to be honest, people who have like genius status IQs are definitely the type of people who want to go far in colleges and do crazy shit because they have like this kind of mind. Some people not, but
how do you know
find out your IQ?
Well, like, how do you know that that's what you want to do if you never take your IQ test?
Well, no, I'm just saying people who have that type of IQ.
But they don't know. You don't know what your IQ is
but
if you never...
But it's not like, now that you know you have that IQ, you'll...
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. It's a good question.
It says that Einstein's was also over 160. Oh, well, it said she scored, like, a point over him or something like that. Two points ahead. So... It says between 55 and 70 is mentally inadequate. Between 70 and 85 is low intelligence. Between 85 to 100 is average.
Yeah.
And at 100 is about where like 70% of the people are. And that's between average and above average. 115 to 130 is high intelligence. And that's only 13% of people. And 130 to 145 is superior intelligence, and that's only 2.1% of people. And over 145 is exceptionally gifted, and that's 0.13% of people.
And that's all statistics, obviously, as well.
Yeah,
but like
how did they know that that's the percentages if
just
not everyone takes their IQ?
Yeah, I mean, dude, statistics are crazy.
they are. It's all science.
Fucking Louis C.K. had this ridiculous thing that he said in the beginning of one of his stand-ups. He said there was like 1,000 people in the audience. Like, that's how many people came to the show. He's like, this is crazy. Like, the amount of people here is a statistic. Like, someone in this room is going to die in the next year, statistically. And, like, that's some fucked up shit if you really think about it.
It is.
But those odds are probably correct. Someone in that room probably did die within the next year. Like, I don't even know. Like, when they say, like, yeah, percentages of, like, car crashes, like, being fatal, and percentages of drunk driving causing accidents, like, things like that, like, it's all rough estimates that they have to use statistics. Like, it's never going to be 100% accurate. Well, that's a
They're all
lie.
rough estimates that almost always come true.
Yeah. But that's pretty crazy. I'm curious. Maybe we should do an IQ test. The only problem is that it's very hard to find a reliable IQ test that's like online.
So don't do it online.
Well, yeah, but then you gotta like go to fucking Oxford.
No, you don't.
You probably have, yeah, you probably have to like, or I don't know, maybe they
No,
mail it to you.
they have facilities and stuff.
I
They
mean, I
did it on
guess.
Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
Oh yeah, I guess you can fucking. we'll see. We'll try it out. We'll see what we can do. I'm curious where I'm at. I'm gonna guess right now I'm at like 107. I don't expect myself to be high IQ.
Probably dumb, dude. I'm probably
You're
dumb.
probably like 70. And I was
Yeah,
like,
dude, I'm probably dumb as a door.
nah. Like the thing is, I know that some of it has to do with math, and like, I don't know. I'm curious if like if it asks about stuff that you had to learn. Or if it's asking stuff about just like common intelligence, like quick thinking, not writing down formulas. I don't know. I'm really curious. Because it really makes me wonder, like, is it that simple by raising your IQ if you just study things that would be on an IQ test?
I don't think so.
Because like that's where my mind goes to puzzles.
But maybe it is.
Like imagine like a like you know like those weird intricate cubes where you like you have to shift it and keep shifting it until it like breaks apart or some shit, or like you have to build a block.
Can you do a Rubik's Cube?
I can no, I
Then
can
you're not
do I can
smart.
do I'm, well, I mean I've just never went out to learn it.
And
I can do one and
you're not smart then.
what do you mean?
Apparently, you can actually solve a Rubik's Cube in less than 12 moves.
It's Oh wait, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I think it's a no matter what the configuration,
You
you
can,
can solve
yeah.
it in 22.
I think it's less. It might be something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if it is 12,
It's something
because
crazy.
that's why you can solve. That's why people who those are smart people who can look at the Rubik's Cube, spin it around, and then like put on a blindfold, and get it done. Like that is IQ, I think. Like because learning how to solve a Rubik's Cube is not just I don't think that's like just smarts, because you can just learn that. You can figure out, okay, like if you need a color here, you have to do this specific pattern 3 times. Like I know some of the moves, but I've only gotten I think 2 sides or 3 sides done. But the thing is, if you do it that way, you're never gonna get it done. That's what kills me, is that I never looked up online. In my mind, it was all right, just get one done at a
There's
time.
an
Can't fucking
arithmetic
do that.
to it,
Yeah.
and you're supposed to like know how to do it so that way they all just in a certain amount of moves shift into each
Yeah,
other
like
the
you
right
can say
way.
like if you want these two to like switch spots, yeah, you have to do like this these 3 moves, like down, sideways, up, and you have to do that 3 times. And if you do that, those two will switch. It's like crazy shit like that. I'm gonna fucking learn how to solve a Rubik's Cube for you now. I'm gonna come in and be like, "Hey, Louie."
You won't. I really don't think you will.
All right, fuck it. I'm gonna do it now.
You're not smart enough.
I think I am.
There's only one way to find
Yo,
out.
I don't know. I'm supposed to be like, I was about to try to say something that made me smart, but I don't think I got any of those.
Like, do people who are really artistic have high IQs? Like, people that are like really good at like art and.
Dude, there are people who do construction for their whole life who have crazy
Or
IQs.
like, are people who are like really like artsy and abstract like have low IQs, and that's why their brains think so weird?
Good question.
Imagine, or does it have like, nothing to do with it?
Imagine homeless people actually have like crazy high IQs and all the gibberish they're saying is just no one understanding how smart they are.
Well, like, what if like, what if, what, like, does the IQ have anything to do with your thoughts?
I'm sure IQ, that's the thing. IQ is so subjective. Like, if you are a person who gloats about your IQ, that means you do not have a high IQ, in my opinion. You know, like Stephen Hawking said that in an interview. Like, he was like, did you hear, like, I don't even know. He was saying something like, he was saying, like, does IQ make you smart or something? Like, someone asked Stephen Hawking that, and he said, whoever gloats about their IQ is an idiot. Like, it's not something to brag about.
Why not?
Apparently, well, with someone who has the highest IQ, it's...
That's subjective, too.
I'm sure it is, but, like, I don't know. I'm very curious, because it really is just... I think IQ is fucking subjective. I bet someone who like created or like found like a cure for a certain disease, or someone who invented something crazy that never was thought of before, probably does not have the IQ that fucking Einstein did. They might be pretty low on that scale too. Someone who really knew how to start a product or a business doesn't have to have an IQ. Maybe they do, but you know what I'm saying, right? I bet there are also people who work in, I don't know, like a grocery store for their entire life, or fast food, but they have crazy IQs, you know? So it's just subjective, I think. It doesn't really mean too much.
I'm going to find out.
We're going to do some IQ learnings?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed our movie talk and IQ talk and invention talk. I guess that was a pretty short part. I'm gonna have to write more stuff down for the inventions.
Email us, let us know what you want.
Yes, please do. You can find us at maxandloushow@gmail.com.
And that's our show for this week. We'll have more for you next week. Come back and hang out with your bros.
Goodbye
and Godspeed for the